The Italian foreign minister offered a biting assessment of Colonel Gaddafi's grip on power, insisting that his regime is finished and that it is time for him to go. He also pledged Italy's support to the rebel Transitional National Council in Benghazi.
I confirm once again my full political support and the Italian full political support to the National Council, and of course I repeated that Gaddafi's regime is over, he has to leave the power, he has to leave the country.
His statement was in stark contrast to statements from Tripoli that Mr. Gaddafi has no intention of giving up power. South African President Jacob Zuma's meeting Monday with the embattled Libyan leader focused on the already unsuccessful African Union roadmap.
Make the point that let the Libyan people be given a chance to talk among themselves, and therefore he's ready to implement the roadmap of the aid.
Both NATO and rebel leader Mustafa Abdul Jalil have repeatedly rejected any peace plan that does not include the departure of Mr. Gaddafi and his sons. Mr. Frattini's visit to the rebel stronghold of Benghazi Tuesday struck another blow at Mr. Gaddafi's grip on power as the foreign minister inaugurated a new Italian consulate in the city. Both Frattini and the rebels' foreign policy chief, Ali Al-Issawi, said the Libyan leader had lost the support of top confidants and the international community. 8 Libyan military officers defected to Italy on Monday. Fathi Bajja, the man often identified as the rebel foreign minister, also told journalists that in his estimation, the international community is becoming more insistent in its demands that Colonel Gaddafi step down and leave the country.
The discourse now of the international community in general has been changed. Now they are not talking about political initiatives. Now they're talking about, in general, most of them, about taking some steps for Gaddafi's leave. And this is really, for us, it is some kind of a change.
Overnight, NATO warplanes struck near the Libyan capital, triggering several explosions. NATO indicated Tuesday it had struck 4 military sites to destroy missile launchers, radar, and a vehicle storage facility. Libyan government-run TV slammed the attacks, complaining that NATO had hit military and civilian targets, causing casualties and destruction. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.